Well, good afternoon.
下午好.
Always great to be with you.
很高兴来到这里,
and to bring God's word.
很高兴来跟大家讲神的话语.
Especially this week, because Christmas is a very special holiday for me.
尤其是这一周, 因为对我来讲, 圣诞节是很特殊的.
There are two different times that my life was saved on Christmas Day.
我的生命中有两次, 我是在圣诞节的时候被救了.
So the first one I want to tell you about happened when my wife and I were a young married couple.
她和她太太刚结婚的时候,
we had one daughter. She was about 2 years old.
她们女儿才两岁.
We lived in a small condominium in California.
住在加州一个小的公寓里面.
And we celebrated Christmas Day with my wife's parents, and we went to their house for dinner.
圣诞节的那天, 她们去她太太的父母家里面欢度佳节.
We came home from a very long day, and we were exhausted, and we went to sleep on Christmas night.
回家的时候很累了, 所以就马上就睡觉了。
Sometime around midnight that night, I woke up out of the bed all of a sudden.
但是半夜的时候, 她突然就醒了。
And it wasn't because I heard Santa Claus on the roof.
并不是因为她听到圣诞老人在那个房顶上走路。
I saw lots of flashing lights outside of our condominium.
他看到窗外有好多的手电筒的光。
I looked out the curtain and I saw fire trucks all over the parking lot.
他往外一看，发现停车场上停满了救火车。
People running around.
好多人跑来跑去。
Smoke going up in the air.
天上有黑烟。
I said to my wife, "I'm going to go see whose house is on fire."
然后他就跟他太太说：“我出去看看谁家着火了。”
I ran downstairs, ran outside into the parking lot.
他下了楼，然后跑到停车场上。
And I saw that all of the firemen were heading into my garage.
他看到所有的救火队员都跑到他家车库里去了。
What I saw in the garage was a burned crisp of an automobile.
他在他的车库里面有一个被烧着了的车。
Somewhere during the night, an electrical fire had started in our car.
他就是晚上的时候，他车里面有个电路坏了。
Unbeknownst to us, it burned and burned with intense heat for hours.
在他们不知情的情况下，一直燃烧了好几个小时。
The dashboard melted, the tires melted.
那个方向盘什么，车轮什么，全都烧化了。
We were a typical family. We had lots and lots of stuff. Stored in our garage.
因为他们是个典型的一个家庭, 所以他们把好多废物都堆在车库里。
It was all melted and destroyed as well.
所以那些东西都被烧毁了。
And the scariest part of the whole thing is we slept right over that garage.
最可怕的是, 他们睡觉的地方就在他们车库的上面。
Even scarier, we found out that our smoke detectors were not working.
更可怕的是，他后来发现他们的那个就是着火的那个警报装置根本就不工作。
And there's a very real chance that if this fire had not been discovered and put out, that we would have died from smoke inhalation.
所以如果没有人发现这个火灾的话，他们可能就被烧死了。
How did they know about the fire?
那他们是怎么知道着火了呢？
Late at night, a person was driving home in the pitch black darkness.
因为那天晚上有一个人正好在黑天里面开车。
They looked over and they thought they saw smoke coming out of our condominium complex.
然后看见他们家的那个院子里面有烟冒出来。
And they called it in to the fire department.
所以他们就打电话。
They took a big risk. They didn't know that there was a fire.
他们那个时候确实是有点冒险, 因为他们不确定是不是真的着火了。
They didn't know who lived there.
他们也不知道谁住在那儿。
But a stranger reached out and cared enough about the possibility of the danger we were in.
但是就是因为那个陌生人, 他知道, 有人可能会处于危险当中。
That they put in action something that saved our lives.
所以他们就采取了行动, 最终挽救了这一家人的生命。
In a very similar way,
同样的,
we who know Jesus have the opportunity to be those life-saving people in others' lives.
我们这些 认识主耶稣基督的人也是可以成为挽救其他人生命的人。
For friends, for family, perhaps even co-workers or strangers, you have the opportunity to make Jesus known to them and perhaps save their eternal life.
对于我们的家人、朋友、同事，甚至不认识的人，我们都有可能成为挽救他们生命的人。
The second powerful Christmas that I will always remember.
还有另外一个圣诞节，我也记得很深刻。
Happened when I was a high school student.
是我在上高中的时候。
I had grown up in a church.
我是在教会里长大的。
But my parents were not Christians.
但是我父母并不信主。
We went for social reasons.
我们只不过是去认识人罢了。
I sat in Sunday school classes and heard little lessons for years.
我也去参加主日学，也多少学到了一些东西。
And by the time I became a teenager, my parents stopped going.
我十几岁的时候，我父母就不再去教会了。
And so did I.
我也不去了。
If you would have asked me at that point what I knew about God and Jesus and the Bible, I would have had to tell you absolutely nothing.
如果你那时候问我说你对神、对主耶稣基督有多少了解，我会告诉你说其实什么都不知道。
I didn't remember anything. I didn't believe anything. I had no knowledge of God.
因为我不相信他们讲的，所以他们讲的东西我也没有记住，并且我并不信神。
I have heard stories from some of you who have grown up in China.
我也听过你们当中有人在中国长大。
And people have told me that because it's an atheistic state that they were never able to hear the gospel for many years.
人们告诉我他们在中国长大的时候因为是无神论的国家他们很多年根本就不知道神的事情。
You don't have to grow up in China and not hear the gospel.
事实上你不一定非要一定生活在中国去没有听到神的事情。
I grew up in Westport, 10 miles from here.
我住在 Westport, 离这儿十英里。
That church I went to is still there.
我小时候去的那个教会现在还在那儿。
But I would not be here if it weren't for friends who were Christians who invited me to youth group to hear about Jesus.
但是如果不是当年我的朋友邀请我参加青年小组带领我认识耶稣的话我今天就不会站在这里跟大家讲道。
They risked a lot when they asked me to that youth group.
当他们邀请我去参加小组的时候他们其实是冒了很大的风险。
We all wonder, don't we, when we reach out and try to talk to someone about Jesus, will they think I'm crazy? Will they reject me? Will they make fun of me?
因为每个人当他们要到外面跟人家讲耶稣基督的时候心里都会打鼓说他们觉得我是不是疯了他们觉得我讲的有没有道理。
But they cared enough about not only my life now, but my eternal life, that they were willing to risk telling me about Jesus and bringing me to Jesus.
但是那时候我的朋友他们不仅仅关心我这个人他们更关心我在永恒里的生命所以他们就冒了险来邀请我。
When I was 16 years old, I drove down to the beach on Christmas Day and I prayed to ask Jesus to come into my life and to start to follow him.
我16岁的时候开车来到海边向主耶稣祈求让他来到我的心里。
So Christmas is a very special time for me.
所以对我来说圣诞节是个非常独特的特别的时候。
Not only do I remember the person who helped save my physical life that time we had the fire.
这个让我 不仅仅能 记得那个挽救了我这个肉体生命的陌生人。
But I remember people who made Jesus known to me and saved me from eternal separation from God.
也让我记住那些把耶稣基督带到我生命中挽救我灵命的人。
I want to look for a few minutes with you this afternoon from this account that we just read in John 4 about how we can share Jesus today, how we can make him known.
所以今天我们来看一下约翰福音第四章，看看里面有什么。
We're going to learn from Jesus himself how he shared the good news with this woman who he met in Samaria.
我们要从耶稣基督身上学，看看他是怎么向撒玛利亚妇人讲道的。
If you still turn to John 4, let's look there together.
我们一起看约翰福音第四章。
I think since we've already read the whole chapter in Chinese, I'm just going to read the scriptures in English. So, the first thing that we learn about this encounter is that we are to share Jesus with everyone.
第一个要点就是说，我们真的要和每一个人分享主耶稣。
We read in John 4 that when Jesus learned the Pharisees had heard that he was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself did not baptize, but only his disciples, he left Judea and departed again for Galilee. And he had to pass through Samaria. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. And the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman from Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." This was one of the most unusual encounters that Jesus had.
这个是主耶稣他所经历一个不同寻常的一个经历。
John puts a footnote in here that gives us some great insight into why this was such an unusual encounter.
约翰呢，在这儿有一个注解，告诉我们为什么这个经历不同寻常。
The Jews viewed the Samaritans as despicable people, as people that were ungodly, and they didn't want anything to do with them.
因为当时犹太人把撒玛利亚人视为不洁净的、不信神的、可以鄙视的那种人。
And so they would try everything they could to avoid going to Samaria. If they had to travel through that area of Israel, they would usually go all the way around it rather than going through it.
所以犹太人会想尽一切办法避免和撒玛利亚人接触，即使他们要去撒玛利亚那边的地方，他们也会绕道而行。
But here Jesus does the unusual thing. He decides he's going to lead his disciples straight through Samaria.
但是耶稣做了一个不同寻常的事情，他决定带着他的门徒直接经过撒玛利亚。
And then not only does he continue to do that, he stops at a well while his disciples have gone away. And he reaches out and talks to a Samaritan woman.
他们不仅要经过撒玛利亚，耶稣甚至在他的门徒去找食物的时候，他在撒玛利亚停留。
It was unusual that there was a woman at the well at this time of day.
在这一天当中的这个时辰，有一个人在井边也是不同寻常的。
The scripture tells us it's the sixth hour, which is equivalent to around noon or lunchtime. Most people would come to draw water from the town well early in the morning or later at night.
那个时候，大多数人都是或者是早上，或者是傍晚来打水。
I think there was a very important reason this woman was there at noon.
但是这个女人在正午来打水，她有她的原因。
We're going to learn a little bit more about her in a few minutes.
我们一会儿就知道了。
I believe she wanted to avoid the other women in the village.
我相信她是要避免村子里其他的妇女。
I believe that she felt ashamed of her life and that people probably were ashamed of her.
我相信这个妇人她对自己感到羞愧，而且村子里的人也不愿意和她交往。
And so she came to draw water at a time when usually no one was around.
所以当村子里没有人来打水的时候，这个妇人出来打水了。
And here Jesus reaches out and engages her in a conversation and even asks her to draw water for him.
耶稣就走到她的面前，跟她有一个谈话。
Jesus over and over shows us that he didn't come just for one group. He came for all.
耶稣一遍一遍地向我们表明，他来到世上不仅仅是对一群人显现，而是对所有的人显现。
Jesus came for rich people.
耶稣他来，他可以向富人显现。
People like Zacchaeus, the tax collector, or Nicodemus, the Pharisee.
就像收税的税吏或者尼哥底母那样德高望重的人。
He came for the poor, like the demon-possessed man who was living in a graveyard.
他也去接触那些低层的穷人，那些被鬼附的人。
And the blind beggars who stood at the side of the road.
甚至路边一个盲人乞丐。
Jesus came for the Jew. He came for people like Matthew and Peter and Paul.
耶稣来是来见那些犹太人，比如说马太、彼得和保罗。
And he came for the Gentile. He came for people like this Samaritan woman and you and me.
他来也是为了去见那些非犹太人，比如说你和我，还有这个撒玛利亚妇人。
Jesus came for religious people, but he also came for pagans.
耶稣来是来见那些信神的人，也来见那些不信神的人。
What I encourage you today to think about is don't ever skip over people that you meet.
所以我要提醒大家的是，千万不要错过你生命中的一些人。
I'm sure in your mind you've looked at people and thought, oh, that person's never going to want to hear about Jesus.
我肯定当你看到一个人的时候，你心里会默默地想，这人肯定不会信主的。
They follow another religion, or they have so much money, or they're such a wild and crazy lifestyle.
因为他们可能信别的宗教，或者他们太有钱了，或者他们的生活太放纵了。
So in many years of ministry as a pastor, the exciting thing for me is I've seen so many people come to know Jesus.
作为一个牧师，这些年来我看见很多很多的人来信主。
I know Muslims who've come to know Jesus, Buddhists who've come to know Jesus, and Jehovah's Witnesses followers who've come to know Jesus.
我见证了穆斯林信主，佛教徒信主，还有耶和华见证人那些人也来信主。
I know millionaires who've come to know Jesus, and I know homeless people.Who have come to follow Jesus?
我遇到过百万富翁接受主，也遇到过无家可归的人接受主。
I've seen criminals give their life to Jesus, and lifelong religious churchgoers give their life to Jesus.
我曾经见证了那些罪犯把生命献给主，也见证了长期在教会服侍的人，忠心的仆人把生命献给主。
I've seen atheists.Come to follow Jesus, and scientists come to follow Jesus.
我见到无神论者来信主，也见证过科学家信主。
I've seen athletes and intellectuals and homosexuals come to follow Jesus.
我也见证过运动员，也见证过同性恋，还有很多别的人来信主。
I want to encourage you today. Pray for everyone.
所以我今天要鼓励大家。为每一个人祷告。
Seek to be the light of Christ with everyone around you.
争取让你身边的每一个人，让你都成为他们信主的祝福。
And share Jesus with everyone you can around you.
跟你身边每一个人分享主耶稣，只要你觉得可以。
Because Jesus came for all, and you don't know where anyone's heart is, no matter what you see on the outside, everyone needs him.
因为你永远也不知道到底谁心里需要主，你没法从外表来判断。
When the angel visited upon the birth of Jesus, birth upon the advent of Jesus' birth,
当天使在耶稣降生之前来临的时候
，The angel said, "I bring you good news of great joy for all people."
天使说，我为天下万民带来了好消息。
He announced that the birth of Christ was good news of great joy for all people.
他说，耶稣基督的降临是一个好消息，是为了天下万民的好消息。
So everyone needs Jesus.
所以每一个人都需要主耶稣。
As we're sharing Jesus, it's important for us to show how he can meet people's deepest needs.
当我们把耶稣基督分享给众人的时候，我们一定要让他们知道耶稣能满足他们内心最深层的需要。
Back in John 4, Jesus continues the dialogue with this Samaritan woman.
约翰福音第四章，耶稣继续和撒玛利亚妇人谈话。
And in verse 10 to 20... 10 to 18, we'll see him speaking into her life about her deepest needs.
10到18节我们看到主耶稣说到了妇人的痛处。
Jesus answers her and says, If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock. Jesus said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water. And Jesus said to her, Go call your husband and come here. So what is this woman's deepest need that Jesus is tapping into?
那么这个妇人她最深层次的需要是什么呢?
Well, we see it revealed in verse 17. She says, I have no husband.
我们看到十七节妇人说我没有丈夫。
And Jesus said to her, You are right in saying I have no husband, for you've had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband.
耶稣指出她有五个丈夫,现在她的那个人并不是她的丈夫。
I would suggest to you that this woman's greatest need that she perceived was love.
我想这个妇人她最深层次的需要是爱。
She had been going from man to man to man seeking love, seeking somebody who would love her.
为了爱,为了找到有人爱她,她就从一个人到另外一个人。
Five different marriages, and now she was living with a man who she was not married to.
她有五个丈夫,现在和她一起住的人并不是她的丈夫。
There's an old song that came out in the 1970s called Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places.
在七十年代有一首老歌叫做在所有错误的地方寻找真爱。
And that truly epitomized the story of this woman.
那首歌很适合这个妇人。
The need for love, the need for relationships is a common need that so many people have.
很多人都有这个对爱的渴望。
And Jesus said, as long as you continue to look for people, To satisfy that longing for love in your life, you'll always be thirsty again. You'll always be empty.
耶稣对他指出，只要你想从人那里得到对爱的满足，你永远还是会饥渴。
Because you're trying to meet a need with people that only God can truly meet.
因为你试图用人来满足你的需要，但是你的需要只有神才能满足。
We have other deep needs in our life. It doesn't matter what culture you've grown up in. It doesn't matter how old you are. We all have some of the same basic needs.
不管你是从什么样的文化背景成长起来，不管你现在有多大年纪，每个人都有一些深层的需要。
There's a need to be accepted by our peers, by people around us.
比如说，渴望被众人接受的需要。
There's a need to have meaning. In our life, to feel like our life counts for something.
比如说，觉得希望自己的生命是有意义的。
There's a need for fulfillment in life, to feel like if as we're living life, if all of a sudden life ended, that we'd feel like our life was fulfilling, it was worthwhile.
还有一种是渴望生命有成就的需要。
We have needs of security as we look ahead to the future and we get scared about the things we see.
我们还有对安全感的需要。我们一想到未来就觉得很不安定。
We have needs of hope that things can actually get better in our life or in the world.
我们也需要有希望这个需要。
As you show people and learn what people's deepest needs are,
当你知道了人们深层的需要以后
，show them how Jesus can meet that need.
你要让他们知道耶稣基督。可以满足这些需要。
Christianity is not just a belief system; it's a way of life. It's a relationship.
我们的基督教信仰并不是一个宗教，而是一个一个生命的生命之道。
Recently, in the last few years, we had a high school student come into our youth ministry here.
在前几年，有一些高中同学来到我们的团契。
His name was Richie.
他叫 Richie.
He grew up in a very secular home, no thought of God.
他的家庭非常的世俗，根本就不谈神的事情。
A friend invited him to our youth group, and he was intrigued.
他 他的一个朋友邀请他来到我们的年轻人的小组。
He looked at his parents' life that was consumed with money and materialism.
他回看看他自己父母的生活，充斥了金钱和物质。
And he was smart enough to realize that there's got to be more to life than that. And he was looking for meaning and fulfillment in his life, something to truly live for.
他很聪明，他知道人生不应该是仅仅局限在那个层面，所以他寻求更深的意义。
We had the opportunity to introduce him to Jesus.
所以我们就有机会把他介绍给耶稣基督。
And in the last few years, he's grown so tremendously as a follower of Jesus.
这两年来，他成长非常迅速。
That he's now serving at Boston University as a campus pastor, helping lead students there to know Christ.
他现在在波士顿大学，他是波士顿大学校园里面的牧师。
I think many young people today want to know that there's a reason we're here, and it goes beyond just collecting more and more pieces of paper with dead United States presidents' pictures on them.
我想年轻人他们都渴望生命的意义，他们都知道人生不仅仅是去收集那些个印着死去总统头像的纸块。
Richie found that meaning and purpose in Christ.
就像他们团体里面的 Richie， 他在主耶稣基督里面找到了人生的意义。
In my last church, a woman named Karen came into our church. She was about 45 and had been through a painful divorce.
以前有一个妇人45岁，经历了一场非常痛苦的离婚之后，来到了教会。
She was alone in the world, hurting, broken, and she found in our church and in Christ.Community and family.
他非常的孤单，他在教会里面找到了这个团契。
Little older man named Bruce came into a church I was pastoring a number of years ago.
几年前还有一个老人，他来到教会。
He was a very successful administrator in the school.
他是一个学校里面的校长，非常的成功。
But he had made a mess of his family.
但是他个人生活一塌糊涂。
He had left his wife, had an affair, and broken up his marriage.
他背叛了他的太太，他的婚姻已经破裂了。
And he came to our church and he asked me, could God ever forgive me? Could God ever accept me again?
他来到教会问牧师说，神会不会原谅我？
And I helped Bruce find forgiveness in Christ.
我就帮他在基督里面找到了赦免。
Jesus can meet our deepest needs, whatever they are.
耶稣，无论我们最深层次需要是什么，主耶稣都可以满足这个需要。
Third thing we learn in sharing Jesus is don't get sidetracked. Focus on Jesus.
第三个要点就是不要分心，要专注在主耶稣基督身上。
After Jesus lays this bombshell on this woman from Samaria.About her past, that he knows everything she's ever done.
当耶稣告诉了这个撒玛利亚妇人她知道的事情以后
，she gets a little uncomfortable and she begins to want to change the conversation.
这个妇人就不是很舒服，她就想换一个话题。
She says, "Sir, verse 19, I perceive that you are a prophet." Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship. So all of a sudden she starts to talk about where is the right place to worship.
所以这个妇人转而去问，到底在哪里敬拜比较好。
Jesus goes on in the dialogue to tell her that there's many places you can worship, but what God really cares about is worshiping from your heart.
耶稣告诉他说：“你可以在任何地方敬拜神，最关心的是你的心灵。”
And then he reveals to her that he is the Messiah.
然后向他显示自己就是弥赛亚。
Oftentimes, you may engage in conversation with someone about Christianity.
好多时候你会和人谈论关于基督教的事情。
And we get easily sidetracked from Jesus to all kinds of other issues.
所以呢，马上就把话题引开了，就谈到别的事情上去了。
People might say, "What about all the other religions?"
人们会问你说啊，那别的宗教怎么办呢
？What about the homosexuals? How could God be against them?
那些同性恋怎么办呢？神怎么会讨厌他们呢？
What about all the pain in the world? If it's really a God who loves us, there, why do all these bad things happen to people?
为什么世上会有苦难呢？
What about politics? What about the church? What about this? What about that?
那么政治呢？教会呢？这个呢？那个呢？
It's important as Christians that we keep focused on Jesus, not only in our own lives, but if you're sharing Jesus with someone else.
但是我们一定要知道，我们要分享的是主耶稣基督，不是那些杂七杂八的事情。
You don't have to answer all of everybody's questions before they come to faith. You just have to help them learn who Jesus is, how much He loves them, what He did for them, and how they can know Him.
这些人信主之前，你不一定非得要回答他们所有那些关于世界上这个那个的问题。你需要做的仅仅是把他们带到神的面前，让他们认识主耶稣基督是谁，还有他为我们所做的一切。
A number of years ago, my wife got a job in an interior design store.
有几年以前，我太太她有一个在一个这个装修店里面工作。
She quickly found out that two of the women that worked in that store had both been married and had left their husbands and were now lesbian lovers with each other.
他发现他那个店里面有两个女士，这两个女士都是离了婚的人，他们现在就是住在一起，有就是同性恋的关系住在一起。
They quickly found out that she was a pastor's wife.
然后那两个人也发现了这个女生她是一个牧师的太太。
Many of you may have never met my wife, but she is not your typical pastor's wife.
你们可能有些没有见过我太太，她不是一个典型的师母型的人。
She's fun, she's easy to talk to, she's high energy, and they looked at her and said, "We don't imagine that a pastor's wife would be like you."
牧师的太太她非常活泼，非常爱笑，有很多的能量。那两个人看着她说，哎，我们没有想到牧师的太太会是这个样子的。
Because of her love for them and friendship and beginning to talk to them, accept them for who they were, they eventually said, "We want to visit your church. Could we come to your church?"
因为牧师的太太对他们有很多的爱，帮助他们，和他们就是很平等的跟他们在一起，所以这两个女士他们就跟牧师太太说，哎，我们很想去你们教会看一看。
They came to our church, and to all of our surprise, they said, "We loved it. We want to keep coming."
他们来到教会，他们说：“哎呀，我们真的很喜欢教会，我们以后还要来。”
They got involved in a Bible study that we were leading that would help lead people to Christ, to help them understand what it means to be a Christian.
所以他们就参加了一个这种认识神的查经班。
I remember talking to the leaders of the Bible study. I said, "Listen, you've got two women coming who are living in a lesbian relationship with each other." But neither of them know Jesus right now.
牧师他就嘱咐带查经的那个人说：“你看，你这个你的团契里要来两个人，他们是同性恋的身份，但是呢，他们并不认识神。”
He said, "Let's not worry about the homosexual piece. Let's lead them to Jesus, and God will work out the rest in their lives."
所以我们先不要去管那个同性恋这个事情，我们要管的是先把他们带到神里，带到主耶稣基督里面。
You know what happened?
你知道后来怎么样呢？
One of those women became a follower of Christ.
其中有一个女士就接受了主耶稣。
She heard enough about Jesus, and the people had not confronted her yet with her sin, but she came to Jesus, and then Jesus convicted her that what she were doing was wrong.
她在这个查经班里面，人们并没有去指出，没有去批判她的罪。但是他接受了主以后，主亲自对他讲话，让他认识到自己的罪。
She left her partner. I had the opportunity to help reunite her with her husband and help them become a family again and grow in Christ.
所以这个女士她离开了她的那个同性恋的伙伴，牧师亲自能够促成她和她前夫复婚，然后两个人一同来到主里。
It's so easy for us as Christians or people on the outside of the church to add on all of these new rules and laws and other things besides Jesus. If you want to be a Christian, you have to do all of this.
作为我们这些基督徒， 还有教会里的人，很容易我们就在主之外加了很多很多的条款，让这些人遵守。
The Apostle John says it very clearly in John 1:12. He says, "To all who received Jesus, to all who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God."
约翰使徒约翰曾经说过，那些认识主、接受主的人来。那些人主给他们机会有新生命成为神的儿女。
Our job is not to have every sin purged from someone's life before they walk through the doors of the church.
我们的工作并不是说保证每一个来到教会大门里面的人他们身上都一点罪都没有。
If that was the case, we might as well all go home, right?
如果真的是那样，我们每一个人都要回家了，都不能在教会里待着。
Our job is to lead people to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will come into their life and begin to change them and grow them.
我们的工作是带领人到主耶稣基督里面，主耶稣基督亲自做工，改变他们的心。
Fourth thing we can do in making Jesus known is to translate the gospel to where they are.
第四点是用当地人的语言把福音介绍给他们。
And I love talking about translating with my friend Jew here.
说起翻译，我们现在就在翻译。
I have a message that I think is an important message for you.
我觉得今天我要讲的东西很重要。
Because of our language barrier, some of you would not be able to receive or understand this message were it not for me having a translator with me.
但是因为我们语言的障碍，如果没有一个人给你们翻译，你们可能听不懂我在讲什么。
Do you know that if you invited a non-Christian into church, they wouldn't understand half the words you were talking about or singing about?
你们知不知道，你们邀请一个不信主的人来到教会，他们根本就不懂我们在说什么，也不懂我们唱的是什么。
We use our own Christian lingo.
我们有我们基督徒的一些术语、行话。
We need to think about how we can translate the message of the gospel of Jesus to people that don't understand it.
我们应该学习把我们耶稣基督的福音用他们的语言给他们翻译出来。
We can translate the gospel today by meeting people where they are.
我们今天能去，就是在人们他所处的境况里面和他们相遇。
When I do a children's sermon, I try to bring the concepts of Christianity down to a level that a 6 or 7 or 8 year old child would understand.
当我刚才给孩子们讲道的时候，我就试图把这个我们所信的道理讲给4、5岁的孩子听，用他们能懂的语言。
Interestingly, in my church, some people tell me they can understand more of the children's sermon than my regular sermon.
在我的教会，有人曾经说，他们听这个儿童的布道，比听成人的布道还要明白。
Think about wherever the person is, if they have no knowledge of Jesus or of Christianity, how could you explain the gospel in ways they will understand it?
你们要了解一个人的境况，知道他的处境。然后才把就是把我们所知道的福音用他所能懂的语言讲给他听。
Jesus was such a master at this.
耶稣他是一个在这方面他真的是一个大师。
He came to this love-starved woman at a well, and he talked to her about living water.
他在井边来到这个渴望爱的妇人身边，然后呢用活水这个比喻来给他讲道。
He took something as simple as water in a well and showed how it's like the thirst we have in our life.
他用生命中一些非常简单的东西，水和井，来给他打比喻，让他能够明白人生的饥渴。
He went out to groups of fishermen and he talked to them about catching fish and catching men and throwing your nets.
他来到一群渔夫当中，通过打鱼撒网这些事情。给他们讲道。
He went out and talked to farmers and he talked to them about planting seeds and trimming plants and weeds growing up in the middle of your crops.
当他给那些种地的人讲道的时候，他用的比喻是撒种，这些他们可以懂的事情。
He talked to merchants about money and the value of the kingdom of God.
他给商人讲道的时候，用的比喻是钱财，还有宝物这些东西。
Translate the gospel to where people are.
用当地人所能听懂的语言给他们讲述福音。
Lastly, we need to live our story and tell our story.
最后我们要活出这个故事并且讲述这个故事。
you know how we became called Christians?
你知道我们怎么样被称作基督徒的吗？
You think that, you know, Peter kind of thought up the name one day?
你觉得好像彼得一下子就把这个词造出来了？
Maybe Jesus, before he rose to heaven, said, "All right, all you Christians, go start the church."
或者耶稣升天之前，郑重其事地对我们说：“你们这帮基督徒，去教会吧。”
Jesus never called them Christians. They never called themselves Christians.
耶稣从来没有管他们叫基督徒，他们自己也没有称自己是基督徒。
People in their towns, people that watched them, who were on the outside.Looked at their lives and began to call them Christians.
是那些不信主的人，在他们身边的那些人，远远的看着他们，所以就给他们起了个名字叫基督徒。
Because they were following Jesus Christ and they were living lives, it being modeled by Christ. They were trying to pursue the life and the love of Christ.
因为这一群人，他们相信主耶稣基督，他们学习耶稣基督，他们用耶稣基督的方式来生活。
Jesus came and showed love and acceptance to this woman who had great need at the well, and she became a follower of his.
主耶稣来到井边，对撒玛利亚妇人显示了他的爱和接纳，这个妇人就相信了他。
At the end of chapter 4 in John, it says that she went out and told the whole village about what Jesus had done and who he was.
然后撒玛利亚妇人就跑到村子里，向全村的人传讲福音。
And many other Samaritans followed him because of her witness to them.
因为撒玛利亚妇人的见证，他们村子很多人都信了主。
I believe that God will speak powerfully through our lives, through a life faithfully, passionately lived in service of Jesus.
我相信主耶稣对我们有同样的希望，希望我们充满热情的、非常有信心的传扬他的福音。
People need an explanation. What's Christianity about? How can they become a Christian?
人们他需要我们给他们解释，到底什么是信主？信主是怎么一回事呢？
But before they get the explanation, they really need a demonstration.
但是当他们
show them Christ with your life.
他们在听这个解释之前，他们需要先看到你的这个。行动，你的作为。
I read recently that today, 1 out of 10 people who becomes a Christian does so in church.
十个信主人里面有一个 does what?
10% of the people who become Christians today do it through a pastor in a church.
我们今天信主的人里面，十个里面只有一个是通过一个牧师来信的主。
90% of the people who become Christians today do it through a friend or family member telling them about Jesus, showing them Jesus.
剩下的90%的人信主都是通过他们的朋友、他们的家人，通过他们的身上看到主，他们就信主。
You have such amazing opportunities right now with the people around you.In your friends and family networks.
就在现在，你在你的朋友圈里面，你有一个非常不可思议的机会。
And even this week, it's such an incredible chance to not only worship Jesus at Christmas, but to make him known among other people.
就在这一周，我们有一个很好的机会，不仅仅是庆祝主的诞生，也是让世人知道主。
Let's pray together that God would guide us in that.Lord Jesus, today we thank you for the people you brought into our lives that helped to make you known to us.
主耶稣基督，我们感谢你，你曾经派人来到我们的生命中，带我们认识你。
It might have been a pastor, but most likely it was a parent or a friend, a co-worker.
我们感谢这些人，他们中间有牧师，但是多数都是我们的家人、朋友、同事。
And God, today we have the privilege of making you known to others around us.
主啊，今天我们也有这个特权，可以把你带到我们身边的人生活当中。
Lord, this Christmas help us to see the urgency that so many around us who don't know you are in very danger of their lives and of eternity.
主啊，这个圣诞的节期让我们有一个紧迫感，看到我们身边的人，他们真的切切的需要你。
Help us to learn from you how we can be more effective in sharing you with the world.
带领我们从你那儿学到如何把你的信息传讲给世人。
But most of all, God, you call us to just live our life for you, to speak for you when we can, and to pray for those around us that they would have an openness to you.
主啊，你呼召我们为你而活，为身边的人祷告，让他们都能够睁眼认识你。
So for each one here today,
所以在座的每一个人，
the students here, the parents here,
每一个学生，每一个家长，
Lord, would you give them opportunities even this week, this holiday season, to make you known?
主啊，求你在这个圣诞的节期给他们一个机会，让他们把你带到世人当中。
We know that you came for all people.
我知道你来是为了世上所有的人。
Use us to be those witnesses for you and those lights for you.
使用我们为你做盐做光，为你做见证。
We pray this in your name.
祷告祈求以耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So I also want to invite you from your congregation.
我也特别的想要邀请大家。
This Christmas next weekend,
下周
we have a joint service on Christmas morning at 10 o'clock in the morning.
在圣诞节的当天早上十点，我们有一个联合敬拜。
And we also have another opportunity to celebrate Jesus at Christmas on Christmas Eve at 5 p.m.
我们在圣诞夜晚上五点半也来到这儿庆祝主的降生。
And your congregation is welcome to join with us in both of those opportunities. We'd love to have you.
邀请大家来参加。
Amen.
Amen.